What do you suppose piddling little families with only 5 or 6 children do with themselves?
They're instant priorities. You know you have to protect them and provide for them.
You've given me a massive headache. Teach
your children well. It doesn't take a village to raise a child. It takes an army. And
know they love you. The hospital made us take it home.
We'll look back on moments like these as the happiest in our lives.
It Takes a Parent with Betsy Hart is brought to you by the Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa and True North Mortgage Corporation of Arlington Heights. You can meet Betsy's sponsors at betsysblog.com.
As an executive recruiter for healthcare consultancy Stock Camp and Associates, Kate Carson is used to talking to plenty of job applicants. What she's not used to is talking to their parents. But that's exactly what she's doing more of these days. Recently, she received a call from the mother of a 24-year-old graduate student who wanted to know why her daughter didn't receive a job offer with the Oregon-based company. That, according to Are Parents Killing Their Kids' Careers on Forbes.com by author Tara Weiss. The Oregon-based company rep says, I was a little taken aback. That's what Carson had to say. And you know what? I, as a mother, am a little taken aback. And you're listening to It Takes a Parent with Betsy Hart on WYLL AM 1160. You know, other shows talk about what's going on in the world. But on It Takes a Parent, we like to talk about what's going on in your world, your home and your family, our homes and our families. And it turns out that we'll have more on parents killing their kids' careers in a moment, but I'm here with producer and friend Lynn Carlson. You need to know that we have 9 kids under the age of 14 between us, enough for 4 average family, the data tells us. And we like to say that this is a show for families whose ultimate goal for their kids is heaven, not Harvard. A little later in the show, we are going to be talking with David Briggs. He's the head of the Good Sense Stewardship Ministry at Willow Creek Community Church in South Barrington, which focuses on helping us to think through how to rightly handle our money. Are you terrified about getting your kids into a great college, and then do you panic about how you're going to pay for it? Dave Briggs is going to relax you on both counts. He sure did that for me, so stay tuned for that. But Lynn, I have to ask you, on how many job interviews did you take your parents with you when you got out of college?
Well, you know, my parents were never inclined to go with me on a job interview because I've said before, I'm 6 of 7 kids. So trust me, they were over it, you know, by the time I came along. But if I would have brought my father along, he would have said, don't pay her very much and make her work really,
really hard.
Because she really isn't that bright. So you know what? I didn't bring him along.
Yeah, well, you were smart. Not so, apparently, more and more of these young people. I'm serious. They're getting out of college. This is what's happening. In some human resources circles, Tara Weiss writes in Forbes.com, these over-involved moms and dads are known as helicopter parents. They've hovered around their children their whole lives, over-scheduling their childhood and pushing them through college. With graduation comes the next step, the job search. Now more than ever, career counselors and recruiters say parents attend job fairs, accompany their adult children to job interviews, and even make their interview appointments. But here's the thing, Lynn. It's not like this is some aberration and this is really unusual and we all sort of squirm and say, who would do that? Rather than ridicule the behavior, companies like Merrill Lynch, Office Depot, and other major corporations are starting to include parents in their recruiting efforts. Weiss talks about one young woman who actually went to a job interview, and her mother waited for her the entire time, all 4 hours in the lobby, and then wanted to talk to the recruiter after the interview to see how her daughter did.
Can you imagine behind the scenes what the recruiters are saying about this? They must be saying, this is so outrageous. And why would they want to hire someone who's obviously still so connected to mommy and daddy when they're an adult?
Yeah, but they can't sort of spread their own wings. You know, we talk about this a lot on It Takes a Parent, where we say, why don't more parents give their children not only roots, but also wings? Because at some point, you do have to fly on your own. You do have to fail in that first job, potentially, on your own. And you have to be the one to pick yourself up. It's great to have family and friends and have that connection, but nobody can do that for you. And if we don't prepare our little ones ahead of time by letting them, frankly, get dirty in the sandbox, they're going to want us to be coming along on the job interviews, too. And that does not speak well for the young generation of today. But unfortunately, parents are just so used to managing their kids' lives they don't really know what else to do. Well, you are listening, friends, to It Takes a Parent with Betsy Hart, AM 1160 WYLL Radio. And you know what? I would love to meet you on June 9th. You are invited to breakfast with Betsy at the Huntington Learning Center in Lake Villa. All the details on that and more are on my blog, betsysblog.com, where you can listen to the show via podcast anytime, by the way, and let me know that you'd like to come to the breakfast, where I will also have copies of my book, It Takes a Parent, to sign for you, and I hope to see you there. Well, now, speaking of kids flying away, I hope you'll join me in welcoming David Briggs, director of the Stewardship Ministry at Willow Creek Community Church in South Barrington, Illinois. Previously, David had 27 years as a career as a finance manager for General Electric. It was there he began his ministry to promote biblical stewardship from a businessman's perspective and to just think about how do we handle money. And you know what, David, there are so many things I want to talk to you about. I think Lynn and I could keep you here, especially because we've got all these kids and money issues we're thinking about for about the next 4 hours, but we can't do that. So we are going to try to limit what we talked to you about today before we have you in another time. We're going to talk about college. So Dave Briggs, welcome to It Takes a Parent. And you know what? I want to tell our listeners that you really helped to relax me. Before I even let you say a word, I have to sort of let them know, as a mother of four kids, as a single mom of four kids, I'm already looking forward to the college years, or not looking forward to them. My oldest is going into seventh grade, but as you'll tell us, I'm sure it's not too early to think about that. And I see all these parents around me panicking on getting their kids into elite schools. Even now, they're worried about that and how they're going to pay for it. You helped me to think a little bit differently about that. So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Betsy. I appreciate it.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And one of the things that you told me is don't panic so much about getting your child into an elite school.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a lot of people that come into my office after their students have graduated, and a lot of them say, I wish I knew now, or I wish I knew then what I know now. If I did, I would have made a significantly different college choice, either because they went to the wrong college for the wrong reason, or we spent way too much money. And so that got me interested in finding out more about this, which led to the conversation. And one of what I call the key myths mm-hmm. is that parents somehow believe that the more prestigious the school, the greater opportunity for future career success. And what I found both at my time at Willow and in GE is that there is very little connection for the vast majority of people in terms of career success and the school that they go to.
Well, now explain, because I want to know a little bit more about some of the myths and the realities. And we were talking about this before the show, and it was so hard to compress all this great information and what we want to share with our listeners. But one of the things you said, you know, is when I was at GE, a lot of times we went right past the folks from the elite schools because they were not the kinds of people we wanted to bring into the company.
And I had a fairly unique perspective at GE because I was in charge of hiring a number of recent college graduates to join our financial management training program. And having interviewed many, many recent college graduates, and then looking back over, in some cases, a 5 or 10 year career with GE as I was watching them, there was a very, very strong correlation between success in GE and actually coming from colleges that many of which you've never heard of before. And so what we ended up doing was finding that by getting a student who had done well in school but not necessarily well in a prestigious school, actually turned out to be a better employee.
So you're not saying don't send your kid to college. You're saying send him to college, but it doesn't have to be Princeton or Harvard, or it doesn't have to be some private school that bankrupts you?
Absolutely. College is incredibly important. They estimate that by going to college versus not going to college, over the course of a lifetime, you can earn between $600,000 and $1 million more with a college degree than without.
Wow.
So college is important. However, getting the college degree in a reasonable way that does not bankrupt the family is key to be able to not only get the college degree, but also not strap the college student or the parent with debt, which they have very little opportunity to pay off easily.
And how do you do that? How do you get your kid through college without just completely strapping yourself or your kid with debt?
Well, what we need to do is be open to what I call non-traditional ways to go to college. And there are many non-traditional ways that can actually allow for a parent that has not provided the money in advance to see their college student graduate without significant debt. One way to do that would be 2 years of a local community college while living at home. May not be popular, but it is very effective. And then either taking a year off, living with mom and dad, and earning the money to be able to fund the next 2 years of a four-year state school that will give you a valuable college education of which you could get debt-free.
Now, there are a lot of kids out there who are screaming, no, no, I can't do that. Mom and dad have to drive me around to at least 10 different colleges until I find the perfect college that's just right for me, that's extremely expensive, but which will meet all of my needs. And, you know, Lynn and I have talked about this. We've said when we were in high school, I didn't know anybody who drove off to look at colleges. You sort of got your assignment. Lynn went to U of I. I went to DePauw in Indiana first, but that was primarily because my parents wanted to keep me from my boyfriend who was going to U of I. I ended up there later, but not with him. Okay. But, you know, there were just other things that they took into consideration. And that was kind of it. And the idea was you were kind of supposed to make the college work. The college wasn't supposed to meet all of your needs. And I kind of think some of this view that we have to go to these elite schools, dump tons of money into it, is another symptom of these all-about-me kids that we're raising. And then we strap ourselves and our all-about-me kids with tons of debt. And then it's all about the debt that we can't get out of.
Right. Right. So we're not serving either one. And the parents, they're not just driving their kids around. Yeah. They are flying their kids all over the country to look for the perfect school for Johnny or Jimmy, who's probably figuring out the distance from the school to the ski slope.
Right. You know, that's probably right. Or the local bar.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or how cute the girls were.
Yeah. So, we were attractive in those respective instances at our schools, of course, but for some of the visiting guys, right?
The guys were cute at U of I. It worked for us.
Now, and we worked for them.
Now, there is nothing wrong with going to an expensive school if you can afford it. My concern is not with going to an expensive school. My concern is going to an expensive school that causes either the parent or the child to be strapped with this crushing debt. And what ends up happening oftentimes, and it isn't oftentimes recognized at the front end, but it is at the back end, is that college students who graduate with significant debt oftentimes find their career ambitions significantly limited because they feel like they have to go out and find a job that pays them enough to pay off the debt, even though that may not be their perfect job.
Or it may not be their dream. I mean, if someone wants to be a teacher or involved in some sort of service work, they don't have that choice because they've got $100,000 of debt. Why? Because they had to go to a quote-unquote name school,
right,
which might just turn their heads and make them full of themselves. And you come out of one of these places, as you were touching on, and yes, it might be great. And if you really have a need to be in that kind of a place, great. Go to MIT, go to Harvard if you can afford it. But otherwise, you might just come out with a little sense of an entitlement in the world owes me a living. And like my dad used to say, the world owes you a living, but it's your job to go out and work for it.
But I actually would be devastated if one of my kids couldn't pick the career that they were made for, that God designed them for, because they were so strapped with debt that particular career didn't pay enough money for them to choose. I would be so, as a parent, I would be so disappointed.
I couldn't agree more, but I think so many of us parents get caught up in this rat race. And I confess, I was sort of thinking along those lines. And in talking to David and talking about, here's what's really important when it comes to thinking about school. Here's other non-traditional ways that you can get your kids through college. It helped me to relax a little bit. And we're going to talk more with David Briggs after the break. Come on back to AM 1160 WYLL. You're listening to It Takes a Parent with Betsy Hart. Stick with us.
When your child says,
"Why do I need to learn this?"
The truth is,
"I don't understand it."
When your child says,
"I don't like school."
The truth is,
"Everybody reads better than I do."
When your child says,
"Who cares about college?"
The truth is,
"I have bad grades."
Recognize the signs. Call Huntington Learning Center at 1-800-CAN-LEARN to help your child do better in school. The truth is, Huntington can help. Your child can learn. Call now, 1-800-CAN-LEARN.
Huntington Learning Center is now open in Lake Villa. Right now, get a $200 evaluation for your child for only $75. Find out if your child is on track or needs a little bit of help. The $75 evaluation is only valid at the Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa. Call Karen at 847-395-6741 to make your appointment today. 847-395-6741. Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa on the southwest corner of Deep Lake Road and Grass Lake Road in the Tower Lakes Crossing Strip Mall. 847-395-6741.
Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
True North Mortgage, providing direction in residential financing.
From the beginning of my application inquiry through and beyond the closing, True North Mortgage was there with me, answering all my questions and concerns.
True North Mortgage, 30 years experience providing direction in residential financing.
They analyzed my particular life situation and provided me with a lending choice that made the most sense for me, giving me peace of mind well after the closing.
You don't want to regret your mortgage decision. It's a long-term commitment. True North Mortgage will give you direction and they'll help you save time and money by shopping for the most competitive rate for your lending needs. True North has access to 250 different national lenders, and for a limited time, True North will provide YLL listeners with free appraisals. At closing, up to a $250 credit will be given to cover the appraisal fee. Call Gene or Leslie at 847-621-3800. That's 847-621-3800.
Good deck, Kyle. Thank you.
Welcome back to It Takes a Parent with Betsy Hart here on AM 1160 WYLL. And you know what? We are here with David Briggs from the Good Sense Stewardship Ministry at Willow Creek Community Church. We're talking about college, about preparing our kids for college, about how to pay for it, and how not to panic about it. And a lot of folks are finishing up high school, or their kids will be out of high school a year from now. They're beginning to think through those things. They're in the midst of them. And we want to be able to be a resource for you. So I'm going to be posting all of Dave's points and sort of his myths and realities that we just won't have time to get to today. But I'm going to be posting them on my blog, betsysblog.com. That's betsysblog.com. You can go there to learn more about our fabulous sponsors. You can go there to register for Breakfast with Betsy. And you can go there to learn about how to relax a little bit when it comes to the whole idea of college. And one of the things, Dave, that I said to you, and then I want to get to some of the other key things I want our listeners to hear. But I had said to you, you know, I want my kids to go to the very best college they can go to, partly because I want them to be energized by the other great intellects. And your point to me was, don't you want them to be more energized by other great characters? And I thought that was a great, great point. So we're going to be talking more about that on the blog. But right now, I want to get into this myth that somehow kids should be able to pick any college in the country that they feel like going to. And what you're saying is no.
Well, if I look back at when I was 17 years old, getting ready to go to college, people would ask me, well, what do you want to do? I didn't have a clue, frankly, but I didn't want to answer that way. So I made up something that sounded good. And yet I desperately wanted somebody to give me a lot of advice and guidance as to what college to go to. And I suggest that for us to put that important a decision in the hands of a 17-year-old is potentially going to send them to the wrong school for the wrong reason. Mm-hmm. So I suggest parents must be very involved in partnering with their kids and maybe even choosing a different choice than what the child would have chosen, but because it's in their long-term best interest.
Well, you know, Lynn, you and I have talked about this before on the show, and that is that children's brains physically cannot make executive decisions until probably into their early to mid-20s. I mean, they're just not
formed.
They're not
cognitively developed. Yeah, the neuroscientists tell us.
They're emotional. They're acting, you know, instantaneously out of their heart desires or some other motivation. So it takes a parent to step in and actually make some of these decisions, but that's not popular.
Right. Well, newsflash, kids are immature. And when we're talking about the issue of debt, what 17-year-old understands the lifetime ramifications of strapping themselves with $80,000 worth of debt?
It's just monopoly money.
I would say almost no 17-year-old understands
that. Right. And, you know, they don't necessarily have to. I mean, Dave was telling us that his boss is at GE. Tell us some of those stories.
Well, this is a perfect example. When I look back at the time I was in GE, some of the most successful people that I knew were the series of bosses in front of me. My boss, well, let me back up. I went to Hanover College, which probably most of your audience has never heard of before. My boss went to Iowa State, his boss went to a college by the name of Geneva on a basketball scholarship. Again, another college that maybe most of your audience has never heard of before. And his boss, one of the four or five most powerful people in the General Electric Company, graduated from Cleveland State University.
And you think that's just as relevant that those things can hold true today? Some people will say, oh, no, it's a different world today. It's so competitive, they have to go to Harvard or Princeton. And you're saying, no, your experience even today is that
because
it's just not the case.
Because of the recent graduates that we've hired that have been very successful coming from state schools like Penn State and Northern Illinois and Michigan State and Illinois State University, it's really
it's the kid,
it's
not the college.
It's the kid and not the college.
Well, and I think that speaks to a little bit of what we've been talking about, which is it's not up to the college to be perfectly suited to your child. The one thing we can have some control over, and maybe you can talk a little bit about savings. I mean, we're not saying don't save for college. We're saying that is important. And I know, Lynn, you and I are saving, and we talk about that because we do want our kids to go to college. It is important. Mm-hmm. I want them to go to a good college that's right for them. But it's not necessarily the name college. There's other ways to get there, and there's other, like you're talking about, going to Harper, then taking that year off, then going to 2 years of a state school. There's lots of ways that this can be done, Mom and Dad. But one of the things we can do right now is to prepare our child, not so much the college, but the child. Talk about that.
Well, you mentioned something a minute ago that's absolutely critical, that the time in college should be a time of character development more than it is just intellect development. Because a good intellect without a well-developed character is not going to bring about success. So we ought to be very concerned that they're going to be in an environment that develops their character. And also that it's not going to be a financial burden to the family or to the individual. So the idea of understanding that some of the best colleges out there are both affordable as well as colleges that will help develop their character. And that's some of how we must change our mindset as parents to be able to focus on what's really important.
Now, when you talk about, and we've just got another minute or so, but when you talk about developing character, what would you look for? Are you talking about necessarily a Christian college? Some of those can be pretty expensive. How do you look for a college that's going to develop character? Or is it about developing your child to thrive and develop character wherever they end up going?
Absolutely. Character must be developed in the home. And then they will simply be in a position to further develop that character at college, which is why it's very, very important for parents to focus on preparing their child for life, of which college becomes a tool in that process rather than the very thing itself that will prepare them for life. And the good news about that is no matter what your financial condition, every single one of us as parents can focus on preparing our child for success in life, not just assuming that that's the task of an elite college.
You know, and to that point, Dave, my experience has been that workplace success is so much more about desire and motivation than it is about the college you went to.
Yeah, and we were talking a little bit, too, about the networking. You know, we think that the elite schools are the ones with the networks, and those are the way you get to the top. And maybe that is for a very small percentage of the population that's actually going to have an impact. But for almost all of our kids, they can thrive in a lot of different places, and they can thrive as after that in the workforce. But it always mm-hmm. comes down to, it really mm-hmm. does take a parent. Well, David Briggs, thank you so much for joining us today. We could go on and on about this. I think Lynn and I are going to be calling you with questions.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure.
With our nine kids, having to figure out what's best for them and how to make or help make their futures work and how to be a parent and how to really get them on this journey with college being a part of it. And I want my listeners to know that I will be posting these great points that Dave has made today and so many others we didn't have time to get to on my blog, betsysblog.com. I hope you'll visit there, and I hope you'll let me know that you're coming to Breakfast with Betsy at the Huntington Learning Center on June 9th. All the information is on betsysblog.com. David, thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks to our wonderful sponsors, the Huntington Learning Center of Lake Villa and True North Mortgage Corporation of Arlington Heights. You can find out more about them on betsysblog.com and give them a call. Now, join us next week when Lynn and I will be talking to one of our favorite mom friends, a regular here on the show, Ann Morton, mother to four boys. And we'll be talking about, it may be hard to deal with bad behavior in our own kids, but What do we do when it's the neighbor's kids behaving badly? Summer's here. We're seeing more neighbor kids at our house, and we're going to talk about how to handle it. Please join us. And in the meantime, remember Paul's words to the Philippians. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Thanks for being here today, friends. Please join us next week on It Takes a Parent. Have a great one.